A debate in San Diego about the merits of state and federal control over immigration enforcement brought together activists, scholars, and former law enforcement officials this week.
Immigration is a top priority for Escondido.
Sam Abbott is the mayor of Escondido, with a population just under 150,000.
I believe illegal immigrants should have human rights. If somebody is sick, we should treat them. But civil rights is a different story.
According to Abbott's critics, immigrant civil rights are routinely violated in Escondido. By partnering with federal immigration agents and arresting unlicensed drivers, police in Escondido have been instrumental in deporting 600 immigrants in the last 2 years. This type of cooperation between law enforcement is a new phenomenon, says Pete Nunez, a former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of California.
Every area of law enforcement that I was ever involved with involved cooperation between state, local, and federal agencies. The lone exception is immigration enforcement.
Nunez says that as immigration reform gets nowhere in Washington, we're likely to see more cities like Escondido and states like Arizona willing to challenge the limits of federal immigration laws. In San Diego, I'm Ruxandra Guidi.